This podcast is brought to you by Military Community and Family Policy. Relocation is part of the military lifestyle. Every 2 to 3 years, you may be required to move from county to county, state to state, or from one country to another. Relocating a school-aged child with special education needs can be a bit more challenging. With advanced planning, you can help ensure your child receives the services they need at their next school. Advanced planning involves researching your new location. Contact the Exceptional Family Member Program at your new location. They can help you learn about the schools in the area and their special education programs. You can also find a variety of information and helpful tools by visiting Military Homefront's Special Needs section, Military Installations, and Plan My Move. You'll also want to visit the state's Department of Education website and the school district's website. If possible, notify your child's current school and medical provider at least 30 days prior to your projected move date. Request the school review and update your child's Individualized Education Program, or IEP. Ask your child's teachers and service providers to provide a written report regarding your child's progress and any recommendations they have for continued services. Request a copy of your child's complete educational and medical records. Review the records to be sure they contain the most recent reports, assessments, and testing information, as well as all pertinent medical information, to include immunizations. Once you arrive at your new location, you should enroll your child in the new school as soon as possible. The enrollment process can be expedited by hand-carrying your child's educational records and any pertinent paperwork to the new school. Once enrolled, you will likely sign appropriate releases, allowing the gaining school to obtain official copies of your child's records. When you enroll your child, ask about the classroom placement and schedule a short meeting with the school personnel to discuss your child's needs. Your child's new school must provide comparable services to those on the current IEP until they can develop a new IEP. While comparable services are services that are similar or equivalent to the services described in the incoming IEP, you should know that they may not look exactly like the services your child received at their previous school. If you've relocated out of state or in or out of a DoDEA school system, the school may choose to reevaluate your child to determine eligibility for special education services before they develop a new IEP. Once the school has determined your child meets eligibility requirements, a new IEP will be developed that reflects their own state laws, policies, and guidelines. To find out more about the Exceptional Family Member Program, visit Military OneSource at www.militaryonesource.com or Military Homefront at www.militaryhomefront.dod.mil. The official Military Community and Family Policy website.